The news was published on Tuesday, September 24, 2024. I am Eva. Hold on to your hats, folks, because South Korea's in for a wild ride with this deepfake porn crisis. It's like someone opened Pandora's box of digital trickery, and now we're knee-deep in a sea of fake videos. Get this. Over half of the deepfake videos analyzed feature Korean celebrities. That's right, your favorite K-pop stars and actors are being digitally manipulated faster than you can say kimchi. But here's the kicker. It's not just the famous faces getting the unwanted digital makeover. Nope, this tech tornado is sweeping up everyday people too. We're talking teenagers, teachers, and even family members. It's like a twisted game of digital dress-up, except nobody consented to play. These Telegram groups, think of them as the dark alleys of the internet, are popping up like mushrooms after rain. And they're not small potatoes either. We're talking hundreds of thousands of members in some of these groups. It's like they've created their own creepy digital cities. Now, you might be thinking, surely the government's on top of this, right? Well, hold your horses. The response has been about as effective as using a fork to eat soup. In 2021, they caught a bunch of these digital perverts, but guess what? Only 28% of them actually got charged. That's like catching someone with their hand in the cookie jar and then saying, ah, well, maybe they were just checking if the cookies were fresh. Now let's break down some of the jargon for you. When we talk about deep fakes, we're not talking about some half-baked Photoshop job. These are AI-generated fake videos or images that look so real, they could fool your own mother. It's like those face swap filters on your phone, but cranked up to 11 and used for nefarious purposes. Now, this deepfake crisis in South Korea isn't exactly breaking new ground. We've seen this movie before, folks, and it wasn't pretty the first time around either. Remember back in 2014 when revenge porn was the hot topic that had everyone clutching their pearls? Yeah, that was another prime example of technology being used to sexually exploit people without their consent. It was like opening Pandora's box. But instead of all the world's evils, out came a tsunami of intimate images that were never meant to see the light of day. Picture this. You're going about your day, minding your own business, when suddenly your phone starts blowing up. Your friends, your family, even your boss are all asking about these photos of you online. Photos you never consented to share. Photos you thought were safe and private. It's like having your diary read aloud in the school cafeteria, but a million times worse. That's what victims of revenge porn went through. It was a nightmare scenario that played out across the US and UK, leaving a trail of shattered lives and broken trust in its wake. The tech bros who created these platforms probably never imagined they'd be used for such nefarious purposes. But here's the thing about technology. It's like a toddler with a loaded gun. Sure, it might do something amazing, but it's just as likely to cause some serious damage if we're not careful. And boy, were we not careful. Speaking of tech gone wrong, let's take a stroll down memory lane to another cringe-worthy moment in internet history. The 2014 iCloud celebrity photo leak, affectionately dubbed The Fappening by the classy folks of the internet. This was another textbook case of private images being stolen and shared online without permission, but with an extra sprinkle of star power to really get people's attention. Imagine you're an A-list celebrity. You've got the fame, the fortune, the adoring fans. Life's pretty sweet, right? Then one day you wake up to find that your most intimate moments have been plastered all over the internet for the world to see. It's like showing up to the Oscars and realizing you forgot to wear pants, except you can't just laugh it off and go home to change. This wasn't just a case of a few paparazzi shots or some unflattering candids. We're talking about deeply personal, never-meant-to-be-seen photos that were stolen right out of people's private cloud storage. It was a stark reminder that in the digital age, privacy is about as real as a Hollywood smile. Well, folks, let's put on our crystal ball hats and take a peek into what might unfold in South Korea's deepfake dilemma. If the government follows through on its plan to criminalize possession and viewing of deepfakes, we could be looking at a whole new ballgame. Picture this: a world where creating and spreading these digital fakes becomes as risky as smuggling contraband. It's like trying to sneak a watermelon out of a grocery store under your shirt. Not impossible, but definitely not worth the trouble for most people. But here's the rub. Enforcement could be trickier than trying to eat soup with chopsticks. I mean, we're talking about the internet here. That wild west of ones and zeros where anonymity reigns supreme. How do you catch a digital ghost? It's not like deepfake creators are going to be walking around with "I make fake naughty videos" tattooed on their foreheads. And let's not forget the potential for overreach. We don't want to end up in a situation where someone gets hauled off to the slammer for accidentally clicking on the wrong link, do we? On the flip side, this could light a fire under the tech giants' collective behinds. We might see them rolling up their sleeves and diving headfirst into the AI pool to fish out these deepfakes. Imagine algorithms so smart they can spot a fake faster than you can say, "That's not Taylor Swift." It's like having a digital bouncer at the door of every website, giving the side eye to any suspicious content trying to sneak in. Seoul's Digital Sex Crime Support Center has already dipped its toes in these waters, and boy, have they made a splash. Their tool has cut down deepfake search time from 2 hours to 3 minutes. That's like going from snail mail to email in terms of efficiency. But here's the million-one question: can they scale it up? Can they create a net wide enough to catch all the fake fish in the digital sea? Now hold on to your hats, because here's where things could get really interesting. This whole deepfake crisis, it might just be the spark that ignites a much-needed conversation about gender-based violence and digital ethics in South Korea. I'm talking about discussions hotter than a bowl of kimchi jjigae, debates more intense than a K-pop dance battle. Imagine classrooms where kids learn about digital respect alongside their ABCs. Picture public awareness campaigns that make consent as common knowledge as how to use chopsticks. We could be on the brink of a cultural shift that makes treating others with respect online as natural as bowing to your elders. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Change doesn't happen overnight, and old habits die hard. It's going to take more than a few laws and some fancy AI to rewire societal norms. We're talking about a marathon, not a sprint. It'll require the patience of a Buddhist monk and the persistence of a Ajumma at a bargain sale. In the end, only time will tell how this deep fake drama will play out. Will South Korea become a shining beacon of digital ethics, or will it stumble on the path to progress? One thing's for sure, it's going to be one heck of a ride. So buckle up, folks, and keep your eyes peeled. The future is coming, and it's bringing more plot twists than a K-drama season finale. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Eva.